I come alive in the dead of the night.
Tune in to the Oz Indie Show. Brand new Australian releases, the hottest of the best, here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
Don't you know I'm in a band?
The Oz Indie Show, every Wednesday from 3 to 5 p.m.
Yeah,
as the man says, welcome to the Oz Indie Show. Brand new tracks, most of them got from AMRAP, so thanks very much to AMRAP for distributing these tracks across the community radio network here in Australia. But to start the show today, I've got someone live on the blower, Brendan Wade from Radicals. How are you going, Brendan?
Good, man. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good. Bit wild and wet weather down here lately.
I was going to say, it sounds pretty cold over there.
Yeah, because you're based in Sydney, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
You've got a room with a view, have you? See the harbour and the bridge and all that sort of stuff?
Oh, I wish. I'm over in the Shire, which is like 45 minutes out.
Oh, yeah. Now, Brendan, you're the lead vocalist and guitarist for a band called Radicals in Sydney. It's a four-piece band. And you've just put out a track that we are going to feature a bit later. I was checking out a bit of background on the band, and it was described as your girlfriend's favourite band.
Yeah.
Bit
of spicy.
You got a bit of a following among the women, dragging their fellas along, have you?
Oh, God, I don't know about that. We just like to talk ourselves up a little bit, I think.
Yeah, now, alt-rock, you do a lot of live shows, so sort of raucous rock and lots of jumping about on stage and in the crowd as well. I've seen some photos, some stills, and I think it might have been you on sitting on the shoulders of another band member while you're playing and things like that. So, yeah, you really like to get some action happening in your sets. The Radicals, they perform live a lot.
Yeah, we're actually coming up on our 100th show.
Wow.
Sometime in October. So we try to play as often and as regularly as we can. I don't think there's anything better than kind of playing live and being able to go crazy with people, you know?
Yeah. So who manages your bookings? You guys do it yourself or what?
Yeah, we do it all ourselves. I mean, it'd be nice to have some help, but sometimes you just got to, you know, knuckle up and just do it yourself. So, yeah, we try. We keep most of our stuff all in-house and, you know, when we do get, like, posters done or we have to go and record, we usually have our own little tight-knit team that we work with, which kind of makes it all easier.
Yeah.
But, bookings and stuff is all just in-house.
Now, with four members, let's go through backgrounds. You do the singing, you're the main lead singer, play the guitar. How did you get into that? Did you do a lot of that sort of singing when you were a kid, or did that come later?
I think it's just my dad. Like, my dad's always been a musician and he's been in the music industry for a while, and that was obviously kind of a bit of an inspiration to do something with music.
Because it was a normal part of your life.
Yeah, exactly. It's like my whole life it's been music pretty much, so it was kind of an easy jump in there.
Yeah.
But that's pretty much how it all kind of came about for me, at least.
Yeah. And compared to his music, is your music similar or totally different?
Yeah. Well, he was in a grunge band in the 90s, so that's definitely, I think, where I got my inspiration from, for sure, in terms of the music I listen to and the music I write as well. So,
Yeah. And what about the guitar? Was that always your instrument, or did you come to that from other things?
I was a drummer at first, but I mean, you look way cooler when you're playing your guitar and singing. So I was like, as I got older, I was like, I don't want to sit behind a kit. So yeah, I just started learning guitar when I was a teenager, and then attempted to sing as well, and still learning about that part, but. Yeah, that's pretty much how it's all played out.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk about the other members now. You just said, you know, to look cool, you need a guitar, not sitting behind drums. So we'll talk about poor Miles Harrison, who is your drummer. Does he feel cool at all?
Oh, he's probably the coolest guy in the band. He doesn't care too much about anything. So, yeah, he's definitely a little bit of a exception to that rule, I think. He's a very cool cat.
Excellent. And he's been drummer for a long time?
Yeah, since the start. So I think we've been together for about 3 years. So
yep.
He's been there since the beginning.
Okay. And then Nick Karamu's on bass. And they like to think they hold the whole thing together. Without the bass, the whole thing would fall apart. You wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
He's been your bass player since day one?
Yeah, since the beginning. Nick and I went to high school together and we were in music class together. So
yeah.
But we never really spoke. So I think it was just kind of like if we weren't in that music class together, then the band probably wouldn't have happened. But yeah, he's funny enough, he's actually a better guitar player than I am. I just didn't want to play bass, so he got stuck with it. But he's very cool and, very good at what he does.
All right, and another guitar player, Lockie.
Now, yeah, Lockie, he's the new member.
Okay, yeah, that's why I was hunting for photos and info, and there are three members with names mentioned and then lots of photos with four people, so Lockie was the missing link there. Did you find that you really needed a second guitar to boost the sound up or what?
Yeah, I mean, we were getting by with just the three of us, but I don't know, we were just like, it could be so much better with another guitarist. And also, I'm not a great guitarist at all, so trying to multitask my way through every set and playing everything,
yeah,
I'm just not built for that. I'm not good enough. So, and then Lockie, he's an insane guitarist, like one of the best guitarists I've ever seen. So he brought a really kind of cool and exciting dynamic to the whole band. And yeah, he's been with us for I think like a year and a half now, maybe, and he's incredible.
Yeah, being the vocalist as well as playing guitar, are you the only vocalist or the others?
I'm the only vocalist so far.
Fair enough. You also write your own stuff. You don't just do covers. So your own tracks, is that a collaborative effort?
Yeah. I mean, I write the basics of the track. I'm like I said, I'm not a very good musician. And I just bring what I've kind of come up with to the boys at practice, and they just add their own bits and pieces in until it starts sounding like a more kind of complex and interesting song. So yeah, I write the basics of the song, but without all the other boys, they wouldn't sound anything like they sound now. They'd be a lot worse, that's for sure.
Yeah. So the name Radicals, when did that? Was that always your name, or did you choose that later?
Yeah, that was always the name. It doesn't really make any sense. Like we wanted a cool one word band name, and we saw Radical on something, and then we're just like, oh cool, chuck an S on that. And then we found out it's like a mathematical equation or something, so it's not really as cool as we thought it sounded. So
all the nerds out there are thinking, no, maths is cool.
Yeah, exactly. But it sounds cool, even though, I don't know. But it's a random name. Like, there's no real meaning behind it at all. So, yeah, there's no, like, exciting story. Just a random word, adding an S to it, and then finding out it means something completely different.
Yeah. Do you stick to the one genre when you're doing your live gigs? Sort of more raucous rock to get the crowd going? Or do you start with quiet stuff? Or how do you do it?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of, we have a kind of, all our music, we have a wide kind of variety of different style tracks. But we usually start it off pretty heavy and then kind of throw the more mild tracks in the middle and then finish strong again at the end.
Yeah.
To kind of keep people interested and at the venue. Yeah.
That's important.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you want to go back there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so mainly around Sydney, but you've also done some touring.
Yeah, we've done all across the East Coast here, and we've played in Adelaide, and we also did a couple of shows in New Zealand late last year as well. After we dropped our EP, which was pretty cool.
Yeah. So the one EP is out?
Yeah, we've got an EP out, and then we've got a whole bunch of singles as well.
Yeah. Okay, so you've been going for what, 3 years?
Just over 3 years.
Okay, I'm going to throw a question at you. Where do you see the Radicals, or where would you like to see the Radicals in 5 years?
Oh, God. I don't know what the hell. I don't know if we'll still be around 5 years. I mean, we're just having fun. You know, like sometimes we get to play festivals, or, you know, we get to support really cool bands and play in front of heaps of people.
Yeah.
Or, people come out to our shows and pay to see us, which is crazy. I mean, as long as people are still listening to the music and enjoying themselves, and we're still getting to play kind of cool shows and we're still enjoying it, then I think we'll definitely still be around in 5 years. Where we'd like to see ourselves, I mean, you know, being the biggest band in the world and having heaps of money would be great, but I mean, I don't know about that. But yeah, we'll just have to wait and see, I guess.
Do you find with the four, you got two guitarists, a bass and drums. Do you ever feel, I need strings or horn in there somewhere?
Oh, God, I mean, it'd be cool for a rock band to have something like that in there. Pretty sick and unique. But yeah, I don't know. I think we've just kind of started gelling with having a new member.
Yep.
But who knows, down the track, maybe getting someone else in could work out well.
Maybe a female vocalist as well in there.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
One of the girlfriends who drags their guy along to see their favourite band.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
You've got a new track out, which is called Maybe. Do you want to tell us about that? Was there some sort of history behind that? Was it written for what? Just because you liked the music, or did it come from something personal or what?
Well, the way we write all our songs is, I mean, I usually just come up with all the guitars and everything, and then the vocal melody in my head. But then, like, once the song's kind of together, I'll write the lyrics out, which is probably the worst way to write music, but that's just how it is for us. But this song's just about, like, really kind of, like, finding someone you really love and care about, and then, like, being so kind of obsessed with them that anytime you aren't with them, or, like, if things don't work out, you kind of just get really, really bummed out. But I'm really not a great lyricist, so there's some parts that don't really make sense, but
yeah,
that's just how it is with most of our songs. But yeah, that's the general basis, just, you know, really loving and caring for someone, and then I guess just having your rocky moments in between that.
Yeah. So when you're writing a song, are the lyrics the first building blocks and then the music comes after that, or do you get some riff in your head and think, oh, I need some words to go with it?
Yeah, no, it's definitely finding the riff first and then trying to cram words in there that fit and rhyme and make sense.
Yeah.
Which is probably not how it should be, but that's just how it is for us, I guess.
How can people find you? Do you want them mainly going to a website or socials?
Yeah, just socials, I guess. We're just Radicals on everything, on Facebook, Instagram and Spotify, YouTube, all that kind of stuff. You type us in, we should pop up there somewhere.
Yeah. And you've got some gigs coming up. I know our listeners, most of them are here in Victoria in the Yarra Valley. Now, you're coming to Victoria later in the year, is that right?
Yeah. We'll be doing 4 dates in October. It's our first kind of Australian tour in almost a year, I think. And we'll be playing at Bad Decisions in Melbourne on Saturday the 14th of October. I think it is. So, yeah, but last time we were there, it was really, really cool. So can't wait to come back.
Yeah, excellent. Well, it's the music capital of Australia, you know.
So. Yeah, exactly. That's right. It is.
Yeah, so up there in Sydney, you're doing a lot of live gigs. Are you always bumping into the same other bands at these venues or?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, yeah, there's definitely a tight-knit kind of community of bands around here, I think. I don't think you can play really any show around here without bumping into one or two members from other bands. And everyone's kind of really supportive, which is cool. Yeah, it's a great scene out here for local acts and musicians.
All right, apart from your brand new track Maybe, I'm also going to go back about a year or something to another track called Feel.
Yeah.
Was that another one of your singles, or is that on the
EP? That was one of our singles off the EP. I think our last single off the EP. Back in like September maybe or something like that. Yeah it's kind of a similar I guess not, it's just about a track about feeling good about yourself, I guess, and yeah, it doesn't really go too crazily in depth.
Yeah,
just feeling good and not really caring what other people say, I guess.
Okay, thank you very much, Brandon. We'll get into the track very shortly, but again, listeners, if you want to follow Radicals from Sydney, check out their socials with Radicals. Do that search. It should be coming up to that. And listeners can get your music on the usual platforms.
Yep, definitely.
Download the stuff. All right. Thanks for your time, Brendan.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And, of course, you'll have this massive boost now that you've been on Yarra Valley FM.
Hell yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay. Radicals with Maybe and Feel.
Damn girl with the black wall shades and how you feeling right now.
Thank you. Thank you.